Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Glory, 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 glory. Let it out to the Lord. Let it out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Receive His ministration this morning. His presence is mighty in this place. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. 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 Oh, yes, 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 yes. He is alive. He is alive. He's closer than your breath. He is alive. For we do not set a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He is alive and he is touched by what you go through. He is touched. We serve a merciful high priest who is touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. It is in you that we live and move and have our being. Amen. We owe our very existence to you. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, O God, all things are possible. Thank you for our life. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your faithfulness. We love you because you first loved us. There is none like you, and there is none that we can compare with you. From everlasting to everlasting, you are the same. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, my prayer is no one under the sound of my voice this morning will leave the same. But our lives will be transformed by you. Our lives will be transformed by you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Give us a listening ear and a receptive heart, and let us be the heart that is the good ground and bears a mighty harvest from your word. Thank you for your visitation this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. Everyone said a big amen this morning. Amen. Say a loud amen this morning. Amen. Say a loud amen this morning. Amen. Let your eyes be on Jesus this morning. For the Bible says that we have not come to a mountain that cannot be touched, a mountain that the people saw fire and ran away, but we have come unto Mount Zion, unto God the Father, unto Jesus the Mediator, unto an innumerable company of angels, and to the blood of sprinkling, the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. This morning, you are in a great company. If you believe that, lift up your voice and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We are surrounded by a great company today. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm excited. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for coming out. Good morning. You can take your seat, please. How is everyone doing? Thank you for coming out. Enjoy the few days of sunshine. It's going to get warmer this week. And officially, you'll be fall here very soon. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So all this month, we are seeking after God. We are seeking after His heart. And last week, we talked about loving God, a heart for God, being the foundation of a successful Christian life. Being the foundation of we receiving God's very best, of we entering into God's fullness. We want to get to a place where in our lives, all that matters is God. All that matters is God and what He is saying to us. And so this morning, we'll look at it from another angle as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, in life, so many people, we talked about that last week, so many people, we talked about the fact that we want to be successful. We want to be happy in life. We want to see God's goodness in our lives. We want to fulfill His plan for our life. We want to see His kingdom live through us, the life of Jesus live through us. But where does it start? How does it become real in our lives? How do we experience the fullness of what God has for us? How do we make a difference in our hurting and a dying world that is crying desperately to see God at work? Thank you, Lord Jesus. We look at some key things here in the life of other people in the Bible, and then we'll draw on what God has for us. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 22, verse 25 to 27. Luke chapter 22, verse 25 to 27. Thank you, Lord. I hope everyone had a blessed week. I had a wonderful week. It's always a joy to see everyone. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 22, verse 25. And He said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? It's not he who sits at the table, yet I am among you as the one who serves. But you are those who have continued with me in my trials, and I bestow upon you a kingdom just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." You see, what we have to realize is that in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God functions differently than how we operate in the natural. He's saying something here that in the natural or in the physical, the greatest person is the one who is being served. But in the kingdom of God, the greater person is the one who is doing the serving. You see, it's contrary to the way we think and the way the world thinks. And so many of us, you have to realize also that God has destined you for a life of greatness. Amen. He has destined you for a life of exploit. But you have to know what God says and then walk in line with what God's word has been revealed, so you can walk in the fullness of what God has for your life. Amen. Notice what the Bible says in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Thank you, Lord. You are destined for a life of greatness. You are destined for a life of success in God. He says, "Those who do wickedly against the covenant shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." The people who know their God, they shall be strong. They shall be strong. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he will corrupt by flattery. They will not see the goodness of God. They will not see the hand of God. But the people that know their God, what will happen? They will be strong. That should be our heart desire. Lord, I want to know you. I want to know your word. I want to know how you function so I can operate and function the same way Jesus Christ did. So I will be strong and also do exploit. That is God's plan for our life. He has destined for you to be great. But how do I get there? How do I get to that place? Jesus laid that example. Look at my example. I am in the world as one that came to serve. I came to serve this generation. And because he did that, God honored him. He who will be great must start from the place of serving God and serving others as well. Notice again what Jesus speaking again in John chapter 12. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 12. You see, when we yield our lives to God, it results in a life of honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John chapter 12, verse 23. But Jesus answered them saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, I like how he puts it in the Amplified Version, the verse 25. Let me read it from the Amplified Version. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 12, verse 24, from verse 25, from the Amplified Version, he says, anyone who loves his life will lose it. But anyone who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. Then Amplify expands on it. Whoever has no love for, no concern for, no regard for his life here on earth, but despises it, preserves his life forever and ever. Yes. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground. All of us have one life to live. God only had one son. The classic text of the Bible, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God had only one son. He saw the state of mankind. He knew that without sending his son, man would have been perpetually and eternally lost, and God would have been without a family. He only had one, but he decided to give that one child, one son, to the world. And as a result, you and I are sitting here this morning looking all nice and beautiful, but it's because God decided to give his one and only son. And you and I, we only have one life to live. We only have one life. Oh, but when we get to the point where we say, I am just one person, but Lord, I am yielding my life into your hands. I do not prefer my life before you, but you are first in my life. You are the one that I look up to. My life, my desires, my everything is in your hand. I place my life in your hand. I give it as a grain of wheat. Take my life, multiply it, use it to make a difference in this hurting and dying world. He says, if you keep your life, you will lose it. But if you yield your life to me, if you choose to serve me, I will honor you. Oh, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, my heart cry and desire is that all of us will make that decision that our lives are yielded to God.
Oh God, you are the one that we serve. You are the one that we love. When you wake up in the morning, all you, the first thing that you think about is God. Lord, you and I are stepping out into this day. My life is yielded to you. My hands are yielded to you. My mouth is yielded to you. Every faculty of my being is yielded to serve you, Lord, and make a difference in the life of somebody today. Oh, let my life count for your kingdom today. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you. My. God's presence is here this morning.
Yes.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. He that serves me, I will honor, and where I am, he will be also. And then in Luke he said, because you have continued with me in my trials and in my temptations, oh, I will set you on thrones. Jesus yielded his life to God, and now he is set far above all principality, all power, all anything else that can be named in this world. When you yield your life in service to God, you are not going down, you are going up. You are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, and you begin to exercise dominion on this place, in this earth where you are living. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A life of honor. A life that pleases God. You see, you have to trace back in the Bible. Anybody that did anything significant in the Bible, they had to yield their lives to God. And it's so important for us, for us to realize that in our walk with God. That, Lord, we are totally yielded to you. You are the one we serve. Notice what he says about Abraham in Psalm 105, verse 42. For he said, for he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. He remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. Who was Abraham? Abraham was the one that when God said, leave your land and go to another place where I will show you, he was one that was obedient and quick to obey. Abraham, sacrifice your son Isaac to me. The next day, the Bible says that Abraham got up and departed. 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 When we say we serve God, when we say we have a heart for God, when we say we love God, we get to the point where we totally obey God and his word. Notice what the Bible says in Thank You, Lord. He says, Thank You, Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. He says, know you not that to whom you yield yourself to obey, his servant you are to whom you obey. So the one that you are a servant to, that is the one you obey.
Right. Amen.
That is the one you obey. And whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Abraham, the servant of God. And as he continued to serve God and follow God, now he got to the point where God blessed him. To now in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, he talks about the fact that the blessing might come on the rest of us Gentiles. The blessing that he blessed Abraham with, because he was a servant of God, because he was yielded to God, is irreversible. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, as we yield ourselves to God, may you come under a sworn blessing from God that cannot be reversed, that cannot be turned around, that will show in your life and impact your world as well. If you believe that, say amen this morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Talk about David. David got to the point where he was yielded to God as well. When God was looking for someone, in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14, he said, I have found a man after my own heart.
Amen.
A man after my own heart. And notice what the Bible says in Psalm chapter 89, verse 20. Psalm 89, verse 20. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 89, verse 20. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Psalm 89, verse 20. Psalm 89, verse 20. Thank you, Lord. He says, I have found. Who have I found? Notice what he says. I have found David, my servant. Who did he find? David, my servant. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arms also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. You see, my Lord and my God, when you decide to serve God, when you decide to be yielded to God, whatever comes against you, oh, it's not only fighting against you, they are taking on somebody bigger than you, and the God that they come against is bigger than everything else. Amen. I have found David, my servant, and with my holy oil have I anointed him. Those are the company of people that God is looking for in these days. A people after his own heart. A people that are wholly dedicated and sold out to him. I have found David my servant. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. Amen. With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemies shall not exact upon him. This morning, other translations said, the enemies shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. I have found David, my servant. Any enemy that comes against David, put your name there. Put your name there. Put your name there. Any enemy that comes against me, because I have chosen to serve the Lord, that enemy is coming against God, and God will see that enemy is defeated. No matter the area of your life, I have found David my servant. A heart after God. So important for us to realize that the key to greatness in the kingdom of God is to make a decision, is to make a choice that our lives are yielded to God himself. Amen. The reason why we live is because of God. The breath in our lungs comes from God. And he is the one that we serve. He's the one that we are yielded to. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We see other people in the Bible as well. You see, everyone that went the way of greatness went through this path. Notice what he says about Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a born servant and apostle of Christ, of Jesus Christ. To those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Simon Peter, a servant of Jesus Christ. Who was Peter? Peter was the one that left all. He left his fishing business and followed the master. And at some point, he got to a place and said, Master, we have followed you. We have left all and followed you. What shall we receive? Jesus said, anyone that has left mother, sister, houses, lands for my sake. Oh, you haven't lost it. You see, in a certain part of the world, like for instance in Africa, they still have kings. When the king says something, it is law. When it comes out, let's say for instance, in some places, they'll get to a point where they are doing certain rituals, and they will say that everybody should sleep at 6 o'clock. You dare not be out at 6 o'clock. It has come from the king. You see, a democracy is different from a kingdom. We have to renew our minds. And a democracy, when the command goes out, when the law goes out, you can vote people out and vote people in. If I don't like this one, the next election that comes, I'll put him out. Or whatever the case might be. In the kingdom of God, it's theocracy. It is the reign of God over his people. And when God says something to us, it must be treasured as something that must be obeyed. Amen. So important for us to realize that. And so
Peter followed Jesus wholeheartedly. And Jesus told him, if you have left all, if you have given your all, you have not lost it. In the kingdom of God, if you have given your life to me, you have not lost it. If you have left everything and followed me, you have not lost it. You have given your life to me, and like a grain of wheat in the sun, I will see to it that your life
is one of influence and of impact. I pray in this season that we will make a decision that, Lord, our lives are yielded to you. Our lives are in your hands. You do not lose by following God. You do not lose by serving God. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 20, when Daniel also went into the lion's den, the king came and said, when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lion?
The king recognized that Daniel was a servant of the living God. Oh, and like David, the enemies will be defeated before him. Daniel, servant of the living God. I pray that is, we are children of God. We have an advantage. We are not just servants. We are children of God. We choose and make a choice to serve God. Amen. It's a choice. Serving God is a choice that we all make and say, I've been redeemed as a son. I'm redeemed as a king and as a priest. But I'm also conscious of the fact that I am under the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
My life is yielded to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the same God that delivered Daniel from the lion's den, that same God, as your life is yielded to him in this season, no matter what you may be going through that you need deliverance from, in the name of Jesus, I pray that God delivers you in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Daniel, servant of the living God. You are not wasting your time serving God. You are simply making an investment. You see, sometimes when you serve God, there's a tendency for you to be mocked, especially when you're at work, in the workplace, or you come into an environment where people don't know God. They tend to mock you. Why are you serving God? Why are you following God? You see, I saw very early in my Christian walk, when I became a teenager, that this was the key. That for me to make it in life, God has to be number one.
Amen.
God has to be first.
He has to be.
God has to be priority. Amen. Everything else comes afterwards. I have to seek him first. I have to love him first. And when we were doing that, some people thought we were out of our mind. They thought that, what are these guys, what are these fanatics doing? What are these people? I mean, they gave us all kinds of names. Oh, but we knew that the key to greatness, the key to going up, is a life that is yielded to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what the Bible says. There was this king. Let's look at him. And sometimes the things that God blesses us with in our lives as we continue to serve him, they have a tendency to stand in the way and become, take their place. Because certain things in our life want to take the place of God in our lives. To distract us from our service to God. To distract us from our work with God. Notice in 2 Kings, I don't know if you have noticed this before. 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 3. Actually, let's start from verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 18. Thank you, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus that our lives will be yielded to God. He says, now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, the son of Elah, king of Israel, the Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. Notice, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done. He removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it, and called it Nehushtan. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor who were before him. I like this verse 6. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandment, which the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord was with him. He prospered wherever he went, and he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. He subdued the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territory, from watchtower to fortified city. Hezekiah was one of the good kings of his day, of Judah. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord. What did he do? He removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. You see, at some point in the journeys of the children of Israel, they were being bitten by serpents, and God said, put a serpent on the pole. And that serpent was a type of Christ. He was made sin for us. He was made sick for us on the cross. He bore the curse of the Lord for us on the cross. Well, anybody that looks at that serpent will live. They did that and they received healing. But the very thing that God had blessed them with, now they turned around and started worshiping it. They started, now it became a snare to the children of Israel. They started worshiping what God had blessed them with. And were worshiping it. It reminds me of some people, the parable that Jesus told, the story that Jesus told. Some people, he called them, and for one person, he called them, they made a great supper, and invited one person to come. He said, I've just married a wife, I'm not going to come to this feast. If you've married a wife newly, what a good opportunity to take your bride to dinner. Another person said, I have bought land. I have to go and see it. Dum dum, why do you buy land without looking at it first? And another person said, I've bought oxen. I have to go and try it out. Again, you bought it. You are going to use it for farming. You don't try it out to make sure that it can do the job before you bought it. You bought it and now you are going to look at it. It will be like you buying a house today and not looking at it. The blessing that have come into their lives as are now excuses why they cannot come to the banquet of the king. Hezekiah came up and said, no, we cannot continue this way. He destroyed that altar. He destroyed that image. And he called it Nehushtan, or brazen, or unclean. So it has now become unclean. Now it is stopping us from worshiping the true God. Let us get rid of it. And he did. What happened? What was the result? I like what he says in verse 5. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor who were before him. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandment which the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord was with him. He prospered wherever he went. God was with him. When he made that choice to do what is right in the sight of God, he didn't lose. He didn't diminish. God prospered him wherever he went. God was with him. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him.
I am not going to serve this king. At some point, this king had come. Later on, he came and I said, I mean, the gods of all these nations have not been able to deliver you. Will our God deliver you? He said, no, I trust my God. I am cleaving fast to him. You see, in the hard places of life, if you only serve God when it's going good, then it's one thing. When things get difficult, when the circumstances of life come, and you still make a choice to serve God, then your heart is in the right place. He decided that I will not serve anybody else. I will not serve this king. Oh, he rebelled against that king. And then also the Bible says that the Bible says that and he subdued the Philistines. Everywhere he went, he was prospering on every side. He subdued the Philistines. As we make a dedication that nothing else will take the place of God in our lives, we will put him first in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, whatever you are may be faced with, in the mighty name of Jesus, my prayer is that God fights your battles for you and you prevail and you win and you walk in victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, shout, yeah!
Yeah!
Amen. He subdued his enemies. That sounds exactly like what he told David. The enemies shall not afflict you as you make a decision and a choice to serve the Lord your God. I will take over your battle.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, ultimately it will come down to that choice for all of us. Whether he knew it or not, that's what he was practicing. Well, he was practicing what the Bible says in Job chapter 36, verse 11. Thank you, Lord. Job chapter 36, verse 11. He says, if they obey him and serve him, it comes back to that again. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. If they do not obey, they shall perish by the sword and they shall die without knowledge. It always comes down to that choice. If they obey and serve him. If they obey and serve him. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, their years in pleasure. This king realized, let's get these idols out of the way. I want to experience God's best in my generation. Wherever he went, God prospered him. God wishes above all things that we be in health and prosper. But he says, even as your soul prospers. The heart must be in the right place. The soul must be in the right place. We must see God first in everything.
Amen.
If they obey and serve him, they will experience my best. If they don't, they won't. It's so simple. It's not hard, right? I like 1 John chapter 1 John. I call it the book of love. He writes such a great letter to these people, telling them on the benefits of loving God and loving others. That when he has said all these things, he said in 1 John chapter 5 verse 21, he's written such a great letter. And so much we can learn from there. John 1 John chapter 5 verse 21, he says, little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. And then the letter ends. Because this apostle knows that if they don't set their hearts right, if things try to take the place of God in their life, everything that he has written in this letter, they will not see it in their lives. Little children, how do you write to spirit-filled Christians and say, keep yourself from idols? Because things try to come in to take the place of God.
Right.
They may have even been blessings in time past. But he says, little children, keep yourself from there. Let God be the one that is enthroned on your heart. Let him be the one that you seek. Let him be the one that you long after. Let him be the one that you go after. And you do not lose when you do that.
When we are dedicated to God, when we are committed to God, it makes all the difference in every area of our lives. It affects our marriages, it affects our children, it affects our family, our business, our career. Every area of our lives is impacted when we make a decision and a choice to seek God, to seek Him first, to seek Him first. He says, "He that serves me, my Father will honor." And like I said, when we start seeking God, He compares our lives to seed. Sometimes the harvest of what we are doing for God, of a life yielded to God, sometimes it may not show up the first year. Sometimes it may not even show up the second year. Sometimes it may not even show up the third year. Sometimes it may not show up even the fourth year. But sooner or later, the harvest time will come. Notice what the Bible says in Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4 verse 26. Mark chapter 4 verse 26. Thank you, Lord. Mark chapter 4 verse 26 says, "And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep day and night, and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crop by itself. First the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. When the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." When the seed, when our lives as a grain of wheat is yielded into the hands of God, it may not be apparent immediately. There's a Chinese bamboo tree. It is said that the tree when you plant the tree, the first year it might only grow like 3 feet. The second year, maybe 4 feet. It may stay at the 4 feet the third year. The fourth year, the same. But in the fifth year, all of a sudden, that bamboo tree will shoot from that little thing to like 90 feet. Amen. When you yield your life to God, sometimes it may appear that nothing is showing up. Oh, for a season it seems nothing is there. Oh, for a season it seems nothing is going on. Oh, but I can assure you, as you remain consistent in your service to God, you begin to see a little bit of result. First the blade, then the ear. And thanks be to God, it becomes harvest time. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Sooner or later, harvest time will come. Sooner or later, harvest time will come. Sooner or later, harvest time will come. And for somebody, I see that your harvest season is here. It is harvest time for you. Seeds that your soul, to God in time past, are ready to be harvested. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It will sooner or later come. In Leviticus, I like this. Thank you, Lord. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 24. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Verse 23 says, "When you come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as uncircumcised. 3 years it shall be as uncircumcised to you. It shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, a praise to the Lord. And in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit, that it may yield to you its increase. I am the Lord." The trouble with some people is, when they don't partake of the harvest the first year, they quit. So then they have to go and start again. But he says, "You be patient. Do not grow weary in doing good." That is the version of it in Galatians chapter 6. In the New Testament, Galatians chapter 6. Don't be weary. Sooner or later, harvest time will come. Galatians 6:7. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whoever a man sows, he will also reap. He who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary." That's the tendency. "While doing good, For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
Amen.
He said in the first 3 years it will be uncircumcised to you. Then the fourth year it shall be a praise. Then the fifth year is harvest time. When we make our make a decision to yield our lives to God, God will honor us. That is the secret to greatness in the kingdom of God. He who says me, I will honor, the Bible says. John chapter 12. Let's go back there again. That's where we started. I like how God does it. John chapter 12, verse 26. If anyone says me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone says me, him, my Father will honor. How many of us want to see the true honor that comes from God? How many of us?
Amen.
Honor that comes from God. Honor that comes from God. My prayer is, in this season, as you set your heart after God, as you set your heart to seek God in every area of your life, may God honor you.
Amen.
May you see God honoring you in every area of your life. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
John chapter 14, verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Again, how many of us want God to manifest himself to us?
Amen.
That's my heart cry and my heart desire for everyone. Lord, manifest and reveal yourself to everyone. In this season, if you love him, you are going to do what he said. You are going to obey what he said. You are going to do what he said. And when you do that, you put yourself in a position where he will manifest himself to you. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, the honor that comes from God, any area of your life that looks like shame, may God turn it around and reflect his excellency and his honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Any area of your life where you need God to reveal himself, to manifest himself, where it seems dry, where it seems that nothing is happening in your health, in your family, in every area of your life, in the mighty name of Jesus, may the Lord, as you set your priorities right, as you set your heart on God, may he manifest himself in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, that you will turn around and see, oh, and be like the children of Israel in Psalm 126 verse 1. When the Lord turned our captivity, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Oh, where there is tears, where there is pain, where there is hurt. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see somebody's captivity being turned around. I see mourning being turned into laughter. I see your tears being wiped away. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I see your harvest is here in that area of your life that you see God as you put him on the throne of your heart, as you make him first in the mighty name of Jesus. Today marks the beginning of a new day in your life. God is doing great things and it will spring forth in your life and you will see it. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, he that serves me, I will honor. Oh, from today, you will never be found in the same spot in life again. You are going forward. You are experiencing God's best, and not only that, now you are a channel, to others as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The world is looking for light. The world is looking for people that are yielded to God. Let us get to that point where God's will, God's heart, God's will is our will. Jesus got to the point, John chapter 4 verse 34, he says, my meat is to do the will of God. That is what I feed on. That it should be our heart desire as well. That our meat, our desire in life is to do the will of God. He's Lord over our lives. He's Lord over every area of our life. Lord, we will not keep a certain aspect of our lives from you, but our lives are totally yielded to you. Take my life and use it for your glory. Take my life and manifest yourself through it. And be consistent in doing it. He says, you that have continued with me in my trials, you that have continued, I will set you on thrones. I will set you on thrones. I will set you on thrones. I will not complain. I will not murmur. But my Lord, Lord, you are my Lord. When I said Jesus was my Lord, all I meant is he's my owner. He's the one that I yield my life to. He's the one that I obey. Nothing else matters. What matters is what God's word says about me and what he expects me to do down here. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. It's as pleasurable for me like eating. No matter where you are today, when we make a decision to serve the Lord, the children of Israel made that choice in Joshua chapter 24 verse 15. Joshua said, I and the Lord, I and my house, we will serve the Lord. The children of Israel said in verse 21 to 25, okay, he said, if you are going to serve the Lord, they said, we will serve the Lord today. He said, get rid of all these things, all these idols. Get them out of the way. They are not going to help you enter into God's best. My prayer is, I see someone entering into God's best for their lives. Amen. If that's you, say amen.
Amen.
I see you entering into God's best for your life. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
I see you entering into God's best for your life. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
I see you entering the greatest place that God has for your life through the attitude of being a servant of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
If that's you, say amen.
Amen.
Eye has not seen, neither has the ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Joseph loved the Lord. He said, I fear God. And what happened to him? I have not seen, nor ear heard. When God came to Solomon, in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible says that Solomon loved the Lord. When God came to him, he said, ask what I shall give you. He said, God, give me an understanding heart. I'm concerned about your kingdom. I am concerned about what you are concerned about. I'm concerned about your people, not just for me, but for your kingdom. And then God said, because you have sought me first, because you have not even asked for riches and all these things, I will add them to you.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Doesn't that sound like Matthew 6:33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything else that the Gentiles are seeking after. Food, shelter, clothing, all the basic necessities of life. You won't diminish. Oh, it will be added to you. No one is too young to listen to this. No one has gone too far in life to listen to this. A life that is yielded to God, you are headed for the top. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Talk to God this morning. Thank you, Lord. I've said so many words. Said so many things. But God is ministering to us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Talk to God and set those priorities in place. Look in your life. God, where can I make an adjustment to enter into the fullness of what you have? My schedule, whatever it is. Where can I make an adjustment? Where in my life can I make a difference? I refuse to have anything take your place in my life. I want to receive all that you have for me. Things that may even be blessings in the past that now maybe stand in the way of God, I take it out and I enthrone you on my heart. I want to receive your honor. I want to receive you, your very best. I want you to manifest yourself to me. Talk to God this morning. Let's talk to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Talk to God. Talk to God. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Let's rise to our feet this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Make a fresh commitment and a dedication to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your voice. Let's rise to our feet and talk to him this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. He says, you shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your butter and your bread, and he will take sickness away from the midst of you, and none of you will be barren. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, any enemies that you are faced with, anything that you are faced with that comes against you, I see God taking over your battle. But this morning, let us say he's our Lord. He is Lord over every area of our lives. Our lives are yielded to him. He is the one that we will serve. In the mighty name of Jesus, we make a choice to serve the Lord. We experience his best in every area of our life. It starts with that decision. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, his presence is here this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to the Lord. All things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Anything that is not working in your life, as you set your love upon God, in the mighty name of Jesus, it will begin to work. It will begin to work together for your good. Set your love, set your affection on God, that you will see God first. Lift up your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Your life will not be the same after today. Your life will not be the same after today. Your life will not be the same after today. Your life will not be the same after today. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice to the Lord. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Are yielded to you, Lord. Our lives are dedicated to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Yes, 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 yes. A life totally yielded to you. Our lives are on the altar as a living sacrifice, pleasing to you. Like all these people we studied about this morning, Abraham, David, all these ones, Paul, Peter, they were men just like us, yielded to God. And they made a difference in our generation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Use us for your glory, Lord. Use us for your glory, Lord. You are our Lord. Let's raise our hands and say this together this morning. Lord,
Lord,
you are our Lord.
You are our Lord.
You are the one.
That we are yielded to.
You are the one that we serve. And as we do that, thank you, Lord. All things are added to us. As we seek you, we do not diminish, but instead we increase as our lives. I yield that to you. It makes a difference on others. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to serve you. Honor us. Reveal yourself to us. In Jesus' name. Give him praise and glory this morning. Give him praise and glory. Give him praise and glory. All the glory. Thank you, Lord. You are so faithful. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. You are the one that we want to please. Let your will become our will. We totally yield it to you. Listening for your instructions each and every day. Obeying you to the best of our ability. Thank you, Father. I
I pray in the name of Jesus that may God bless you.
Yes.
May He keep you. May He cause His face to shine on you. May He surround you with His favor as a shield. May that burden on your heart, may God lift it up. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you receive a testimony this week. May His goodness and His mercy follow you all the days of this week. You are blessed going in. You are blessed coming out. You are blessed and you are a blessing. You are released this week to make a difference in the life of someone this week. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You are blessed and you cannot be cast. Like Abraham, the irreversible blessing of God, that swan blessing of God, be released on your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Everyone said amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. How many of us are going to make a decision, choice decision, to serve God?
Amen.
And obey Him? I know I am. And I know you will too. Look for an opportunity to share God's love with somebody this week. Don't discount your neighbors or your friends or your co-workers. They are hurting for the light of God's word.
Amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.